morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass.
That means it's time for a school update here on KCSI KOAK Radio. Tune in each weekday morning at 6:15 a.m. as we visit with schools from throughout the Country Sunshine listening area.
And we are going to have the opportunity this morning to visit with the Southwest Valley Community School District and Superintendent, Mr. Joe Erickson. Mr. Erickson, how are you?
Doing great. I appreciate you having me on. I'm really just all the more respecting how you do the late nights and early mornings that you well, do.
You just get in that routine, Mr. Erickson, that is for sure. So what an exciting night last night.
Really incredible night over there in Villisca. And, you know, I would have maybe liked to see 2 points switch around just a little bit, but two great games there, you know, great crowds. It was a fantastic experience here in Villisca.
You know what? I think the gym was packed. I mean, at least from our where we were sitting, it just, I mean, the gym looked full, which is a lot of fun.
It was. Just the environment that creates, and especially when it's such a close game there at the end, everyone on top of the game, it was a lot of fun.
It was. Girls game, you have a good girls team. They've won a lot of games, and a good group of girls. I was looking at Mr. Cormack's notes this morning, and I think you have several record-setting girls there with steals and from Ada Lund and I mean, Mackenzie Fast and Haley Randall, just a good ball players.
Yeah, think about the senior class and just what they've done has been really, really impressive. But would also just say there's freshmen that are coming up. And I bring up Lydia a lot of times, how she's just such a core part of the team and maybe hasn't set records, but been such an important part of the team. Just an all around great season they've had.
Yeah, the boys game literally back and forth, right down to it, last second shot to win the game for the Tigers, and it was a thoroughly exciting basketball game.
It was, and that's why I would say, I mean, getting to go out and see, and I'm sure a lot of people watch online, but getting to go out and see high school basketball and packing a gym like that, that's why it's worth coming, paying the price of admission, being able to see that. You know, both sides, again, would rather win than have the game turn out the way that it did, but was great to see the game last night.
Okay, so here's what I really want to know, Mr. Erickson. This is where the rubber meets the road. I saw you, Joe Erickson, superintendent of Southwest Valley, and Mr. Mark Erickson, big brother, right?
That's right.
AD for the Red Oak Community School District with a daughter playing on the team. I saw you standing over talking to each other. I want to know if there was some good-natured kind of back-and-forth ribbing going on there between brothers and school districts.
Definitely back-and-forth, and if we could map things out, you know, would love to go ahead and see Kaylee. If she could have had, like, 45 points, but some way, shape, or form, Southwest Valley wins by a point, like, that's absolute best-case scenario. But it is fun to go ahead and go back-and-forth. He's seen how hard his kids have worked. I've been able to get to a lot of the games this year and see what that looks like. I continue trying to put out a little good-natured bet for him to see if he's willing to go ahead and back that up, and he just hasn't been able to do it yet.
He hasn't gone down that path yet. Yes. Oh, that's awesome. So, well, we were speculating last night, thought that might be the case. So, all right. Well, it was fun, and thanks for great hospitality. I mean, just it was a lot of fun, so most enjoyable. What's going on at school?
You know, I think just kind of staying on the idea of activities wrapping up and – where things are at. Yesterday, we actually had a day of professional development. I was able to talk to the teaching staff about we're a little past the midway point, but do get to this stage where we're starting to reflect on where things have been and how well things are going in the classroom, and also thinking about what's coming up for next year and starting to do our planning with what that looks like. But probably would be remiss if I didn't touch on some of the activities. Our boys won the conference in basketball, which was the first time that took place. And then the girls, like you mentioned, have had just such a phenomenal season. Both teams have earned an opportunity to host postseason games at home. That doesn't guarantee a win, but it should be something pretty special that we recognize that getting to host that game is a big deal. And it's a little work for Mr. Noggle, but really grateful to have that opportunity.
He's up to the challenge. He's up to it.
He is, yeah.
So a good winter season, you could say. It's been a good year for that. Not over yet.
Yes, I think we did get to celebrate, and it was fun to see. You know, we had a girls wrestler, Kinsey, went ahead and represented us at state. And so even I happened to be at Anderson Elementary when she was going through there. That was fun for us to celebrate and enjoy. And then this weekend, again, more activities going on. We've got wrestling that's getting going. So hopefully we'll be able to send a few Southwest Valley participants to state wrestling, too.
All right. Mr. Erickson with me this morning, superintendent of the Southwest Valley Community School District. One of the things, Mr. Erickson, I know that superintendents keep a close eye on, what's going on in Des Moines. We're back in session in Des Moines. So are there things that are you're watching, that you're keeping up with, that have your interest over in Des Moines?
Yeah, and I tend to go ahead and start with SSA, our state supplemental aid. That's something that until it gets established, it's difficult when I'm talking about looking ahead to next year for us to make plans. And I can't stress enough how much I continue pushing for us to be able to get an amount that we're going to need to fund public education. There was a superintendent, far more experienced than me, someone that I look back and trust a lot now, where he used to talk about, you know, we're going to be getting 1% like 5 years ago. And it's tough to make things work at 1%. But he said the true challenge becomes when we just start to accept 1% or 2% of SSA, even when our needs get higher and higher, that we're just going to say thank you for that 1% or 2%. And, you know, if you're looking at inflation right now, if you're looking at what state revenues are, it's frustrating to me that we start the conversation at 1.75 or 2%. I truly believe the conversation should be starting at 3%. And us thinking about 4%, if we're going to say we're committed to especially rural Iowa for public education, that's what we need Representative Woods, Representative Moore, and Senator Shipley to be talking about. And while it's tough maybe sometimes to have their party come in and say, this is where we're at, if they're representing us, I can respect if they vote no against something and it doesn't work out if it's not meeting that 3%. So while there's a lot of things going on, it almost always starts with, what does that funding look like for us to make plans for next year?
Now, per code, that's supposed to be out this week, right?
Correct.
You and I both know that that's highly unlikely to happen.
I just haven't experienced it yet, but that would make a huge difference for when we try to send things out. We send notices out, or I should say the county does, thanking them for that, to send out notices. But it's tough for us to go ahead and set the budget if we don't know what that SSA is going to look like.
So are there other things that, because a lot of wrangling is going on, a lot of politics, you know, a lot of negotiations taking place. One of the things that's kicked around a lot is property tax. Last session, literally one of the last things that they were talking about, property tax. Opens this year, property tax is right at the top of the docket of things to be discussed. Do you see that impacting your finances going forward at Southwest Valley? I mean, or what are you thinking about property tax?
Yeah, so and this is something that I think especially my boards have talked about, and it probably had a three-hour meeting, not last night, but a week ago, Monday night, where we were talking about our certified budget, where that should be, and how we're being fiscally responsible with the property taxes. Probably the greatest thing that's concerning to me was a proposal to reduce some of the SAVE, which in turn affects the PEPL fundings that we get as well. We use SAVE for things like we're needing to replace a fire alarm system in one of our buildings, and it's probably going to be between $80,000 and $100,000. When we look at getting new vehicles or things along those lines, when we are talking about the safety of the entrances and things along those lines, those are all things that are needed that we budget years out because they are so expensive. And so if those things start to be reduced, we may have to use general funds for it. And by the time we're hitting general funds, now we're back to how many teachers can we have in the classroom and run into that challenge. And so the idea that it's being talked about, I am thrilled that they're reviewing, because I think it's a challenging, challenging system. I'm just kind of concerned about some unintended consequences that may come out of it.
Sure. The SAVE dollars, you think, now just so I'm clear, you think that's going to be reduced?
It's at least being discussed. You know, when it was put in place years and years, probably decades ago, it was set up to go ahead and be continually funding education. And then over time, if the economy is doing well in the state of Iowa, then it is used to reduce property taxes. Some of the things being discussed would be really speeding that up, which in the process of speeding that up, if we're not letting the economy catch up with where it's at, it's going to mean less funds for schools. I hope I'm explaining that well enough.
So, again, a lot. This is all being discussed now in Des Moines. One of the things that gets me, Mr. Erickson, and you look at in our region, a lot of our states have a lot of the same, let's say, issues going on with public education. And you look at Kansas and you look at Missouri, you look over in Nebraska, you see a lot of the same topics come through their education system. One of the things is, you know, you make a rule, you have to do this. We want all of our schools to do this. Well, every time that one of those legislatures, let's talk specifically about Iowa, when they issue something or the governor says, this is what our schools must do, you have to do it. And with that comes more burden on your general fund or one of your other funds, and usually extra dollars aren't coming along with that. So what I'm getting at is an unfunded mandate. It's super easy to say, well, we want all of our districts to do this, and you're on your own. Go do it. But that costs money, right?
I think that's a great point. And to be honest, there's a lot of things that come out that I can get behind. I think one of the things that's being discussed right now is changing the expectation for a government class that's required from a semester class to being a full-year class. Like, I can get behind that. I think when we talk about civics right now, I'm all the way behind it. But if that's an expectation that's put in place, it's going to cost some school districts more money. Now, some school districts are choosing to do that out there right now, and that's great for them. But if you're not choosing to do that and you now have to figure out how to pay for another semester of courses, it's either taking something away that you're currently offering or starting to pay for additional things. Again, I'm all the way behind it, but I think it is worth something that's slowing down just a little bit, figuring out, hey, how much does this cost? And then saying, okay, we'll put those funds in addition to SSA with what we're looking at to be able to pay for those things. There's so many bills that at the end of them, they basically state, well, this is not an unfunded mandate because we're saying it's not. When in reality, it does cost us more money. That's the definition for me of an unfunded mandate.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can say it's not an unfunded mandate, but if it costs more money and the money doesn't come along, well, there you go.
Yes, I can say that I'm getting skinnier, but my pant sizes are staying the same no matter what, and so just saying it doesn't make it so.
I understand. I'm right there with you, Mr. Erickson. I understand. So that's going on. Do you have a – I mean, I know that this is something you watch pretty close, right?
Yeah.
That's going on right now. So certified budget, when will your budget be – ready to go?
So we actually have a few hearings, one in March and one in April, and the thing that we start doing in February is we get those scheduled. So I think we're looking at when we would have those, probably both going to be that week of, we have to do it after March 20th is what it comes down to. So that's when we start with our first public hearing, but we're talking about right now, how do we make our budget fit? And some of the challenges with that is, you know, figuring out what our expenditures look like next year, if we need to reduce that or make changes. And then also, are we generating enough funds through the levies and what that looks like? Again, I would say there's a lot of thought that's going into it. It was a full three-hour meeting, again, not last night, but a week ago last night, where we were just trying to figure out what's that balance, because we want to put the best product that we can out there in terms of education, and yet at the same time be aware of not overtaxing our community that we have around us, too.
Are there some challenges there that you're bumping into at this point, or is it going kind of what you thought?
Yeah, I think one of the challenges that comes up is we have to set things up quite a ways in advance. And so, especially when we're talking about the amount of cash that we have, there's a limit on the cash that we can have, which I think is reasonable. But when that gets spent down, you're kind of a year behind of where everything is at the time. And so that's what we're running into, is trying to make sure we have enough cash in place to make things work for the following year. I think it's a tremendously difficult task for superintendents, but also like our business managers are phenomenal to be looking ahead for a full year's time with what that looks like too.
You bet. All right, Mr. Joe Erickson with me, Mr. Erickson, Superintendent of the Southwest Valley Community School District. One other thing, anything else legislatively, budget-wise, you want to touch on that we've left out this morning, Mr. Erickson?
You know, I would put a plug out there that there's positive things that are going on, too. I think there was a bill that was introduced that may go ahead and allow retired law enforcement officers come back and work at schools while still receiving their IPERS. And I think that that's just an opportunity in an area of need to go ahead and help us fill that gap that's there. Really doesn't cost more money. School districts would figure out how to fund that and make that work, but it opens up the pool and probably gets some experienced law enforcement officers right back into a place where they're doing a lot of good. Yeah. So definitely good things taking place at the legislative level too.
That's good. Like to see that.
For sure.
A couple of things. Parent-teacher conferences toward the end of the month. You ready for that?
Yes.
How do you do it at Southwest Valley? Do you make an appointment or what?
Yes. Yeah, so the secretaries, I would actually really pat them on the back for setting things up and getting things ready. Just had emails go out with our professional development day yesterday. Even though it's the end of the month, we do put that out there. And then parents are able to go ahead and pick of the two nights. It's the end of the month. We typically do it on a Wednesday and Thursday. So I think we're looking at the 25th and 26th. They get to pick their times. I do really appreciate Southwest Valley, the engagement of the parents of what that looks like. And then when we're looking at spring, as we're kind of looking ahead as educators, the students, especially at the high school, are getting to pick what do their classes look like for next year, too.
Wow. That's amazing. Looking ahead, Mr. Erickson, looking ahead. Spring sports are going to be here soon, too. So that's the next thing that's coming. Not to get the cart ahead of the horse, but,
yes.
You know, it's coming. So. All right, Mr. Erickson, what else do we need to touch on? What's the rest of your day hold today?
Today, pretty exciting day. We do have our middle school that they're getting to go to Des Moines and experience what that looks like. I myself will get to spend a little bit of time at the elementary going through Anderson again, seeing some of the students there. And then, honestly, with the day yesterday being professional development, it's kind of jam-packed with meetings. And so now I feel like I get to take today and get caught up on everything that I missed out on yesterday.
That's exactly right. And by the way, I would note, too, it has been a while since I've been in the gym in Villisca. And at the middle, I think you call it the middle school gym now, right?
Correct.
So, but it's been a little bit since, I would hate to speculate, but it's been a good while. And it looks really nice. When I walked in last night, I was really impressed. I mean, all the branding, the construction that's been done there, it looks really nice, so. Hats off to all those folks.
Thank you for saying that. And I do think they do a phenomenal job, both using it as our gym there for middle school, but then also how it represents the community and where that's at. And I do think it's pretty special for some folks in Villisca. They maybe don't get to a whole lot of games in Corning, but they do come to that game and have a lot of pride in what it looks like. So I appreciate you saying that.
Certainly appreciate that for sure. I like those, just those big beams over the court. I think there's something special about that. I don't know if you remember, I'm rambling here, but the old Red Oak Middle School gym that everyone talks about has those big beams.
Yeah.
I just love that. I mean, I love that old gym and that kind of that feel. It's so cool. But anyway, hats off. Looks very nice. And again, it has been a while, but it was a really fun experience. So thank you much. Anything else, Mr. Erickson, we need to touch on?
I just touched on briefly about the opportunity in front of our students next week for them to be able to host some postseason games. So Monday and Tuesday now we found out would be hosting games. So hopefully, again, going to see big crowds for that. And for the students, it's an opportunity. They've got a week's worth of practice, hopefully working hard because just because we get to host the game doesn't mean that we win, but hopefully get to see two more big crowds there Monday and Tuesday night.
And you got a couple good basketball teams there to watch. They'll be fun.
The product's been excellent this year. I would also, hats off to the coaches. Not only are they winning, they're doing it with integrity. The dignity that they do it with is impressive to me, night in and night out. And so really, really proud of the product that we put out there.
Very good. Mr. Erickson, thanks so much for stopping by.
I can't thank you enough for covering everything, being there last night, having these shows on, and letting some of our leaders come over. Just what you do for covering everything in the area, it is phenomenal. When you're there last night, late last night, here early this morning, really appreciate
everything you do. Pleasure to do it. Thank you, Mr. Erickson. Make it a great day. Mr. Joe Erickson with us this morning, superintendent of the Southwest Valley Community School District.
Up in the morning and out to school.